Otakuology Podcast with Otaku Mike Engine Graves.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Otakuology Podcast. I am your host, Otaku Mike. With me, as always, is my heterosexual life partner slash manga collector and aficionado. We have Jin over on the other side of the podcast. But we wanted to talk about something that has been going around the manga collecting sphere within the span of a week. And people are very, very divided on this new revelation, I guess you could say. I just want to say, I personally feel like I predicted this coming. I don't remember what episode it was on. It might have been like the collecting one
we talked about. Hey, buddy. I feel like I personally have suspected this for like years, especially when I brought up, hey, I think I'm going to get insurance on my manga. I was like, oh, yeah, I can get them graded too. And everybody's like, oh, no, don't do that. It's manga.
I mean, I think I predicted because I remember talking about it. I think it was maybe on our used manga, like, podcast that we did. And I was like, can you imagine if people start grading their manga? And lo and behold, like a year later, a company comes around, Beckett. I believe it's Beckett Collectibles. They're known for like comics, coins, baseball cards, I think maybe Pokemon cards as well, VHS tapes. But they're now getting into the manga grading market. They're going to be, as they like to say, the first people to start grading manga is what they're saying. Is what their claim to fame is going to be. And we kind of just wanted to talk about this. And I kind of wanted to talk about their stance is on manga grading and whatnot. But
yeah,
for grading, they say manga grading is a process of judging the condition and authenticity of manga publications. From Dragon Ball Z and One Piece to Demon Slayer and beyond, the grading process examines physical characteristics of each volume to determine the appropriate grade for the condition of your manga. This results in a numerical grade and the page quality assessment that is indicated on the label. At Beckett, we will authenticate your collection so you can rest assured that your purchase is legit. We know that it can be easy to be deceived by counterfeit product. I have a point that I want to bring up about that later. And our goal is to protect the consumer from that. The books are sealed in an archival inner safe holder. The inner holder, along with the label, is inserted and sealed into a outer case. Once every book in the invoice is encapsulated, the books will enter a quality control department, basically, is what they're saying. And that's kind of what they say. And one thing they don't say on their website, why I couldn't find it, but I could find it in other... and they also offer different labels for your slabs that they have. And slabs are the casings that hold are going to be holding your manga. But one thing that they also talk about as well is the fact that they're only going to, at the moment, I don't know if this is going to change, they're only going to be grading standard volumes of manga, which is basically consists of Viz manga. What I'm getting at. They had like this the dimensions of the manga. So basically, Viz and I guess like Shoujo Beat or whatever. I don't, yeah. Because I know like there's,
and one of them I'm looking at on the overview, is like old Tokyo Pop, because it's Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles.
Isn't Tokyo Pop the same dimensions as a Viz volume?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically your standard, so you're basically ruling out at this moment, you can't get Yen Press stuff, no Seven Seas stuff, no Udon at the moment. We're just doing the standard sized volume of manga.
Well, I would say you could probably go like Udon or something like that, because they do have on here Children of the Wells as well, and that is
a, is that one on there?
Yeah, that one's a bigger manga.
Okay. I wasn't for sure, because all I know is they were doing standard edition for manga.
Well, and the funny thing is, I know everything that they have on here as this example, except this one called Skip and Loafer, because they have Jujutsu Kaisen, Tsubasa, Children of Wells, Frerin, which that's the one that caught my eye, because I was like, oh, me and Mike have read that.
I know, I was like, Frerin, I mean, come on. And I mean, then, that one did kind of blow up.
Yeah, like, and then Dissolving Classroom.
Oh, Dissolving Classroom?
Yeah.
Which one was Dissolving Classroom?
Dissolving Classroom is like, it's not, it's seen as like one of the big horror ones, but it's not, wait, hold
on. Well, they also have a Berserk on here as well.
No, Dissolving Classroom is the Juji Ito one.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, they also grade autographs as well. So they gave, and they supposedly authenticate autographs if you have them on your manga or your Tankobon, which for grading, it's basically $30, and they will hold it up to 30 business days for grading and a slab. And I think if you only want it to get slabbed, it's $20, and that's 15 business days. And they do also offer re-slabbing for a $15 amount on there as well, which I guess you can break open your slabs and go ahead and read them, I guess, you know? But
well, and I would think, too, that it's if you need it, maybe if it gets like a big scratch across it or something like that.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, these things are pretty durable, if I remember correctly. Like, it takes a while to like break into a slab, I think.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, you know. But this took the manga collecting groups by storm. I woke up one day, and my whole world changed when it came to manga collecting nowadays, you know. The whole world changed. And I was like, wait, what? We're actually doing this? I was so shocked. And I read Weeb Dad's his thing about the whole grading stuff and whatnot, and how he said, you know, we should grade stuff that's actually rare and hard to find and not grade like easy to find stuff, you know.
Right.
Yeah, which I felt like, you know, he made a very valid point in his big long post that he did, you know.
Yeah,
and other people have made posts about it too,
and I just want to point out on the, where is it, the grading thing that you just brought up, the pricing. And honestly, I don't feel like the pricing is correct so far.
Okay.
On this, and I'll throw out one of my most valuable manga that I have that's out. And that's Ultimate Muscle.
I knew you were gonna say Ultimate Muscle. I knew it.
Pew pew pew. You know, because basically you're telling me like the value of my stuff is I can have it all graded and everything else. And all that jazz. Well, grading also goes into like the value of what your manga is as well.
Yeah. like the value of what it's worth and if it's any good.
I know, and mine should all be pretty close to pristine, except I know that some of them were yellowed because somebody else had them before me. But you also have particular ones that are in there that are also going to have a higher grade. And it really just looks like they're just going to kind of look at everything the same. It doesn't matter about anything else. But like you and I were also talking about before we started with the comic with the first appearance of Superman that you brought up.
It was the death of Superman.
That one.
So I wanted, I think it was like Superman 75.
One of the other ones though, that does that is you can also see a price hike in different things with big events with certain things that happen. So Ultimate Muscle, whenever he fought, you know, the guy with the blue night mask. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. It's Kevin Mask, right? I think it's Kevin Mask.
That sounds right, yeah. And then there's another one where he fights this big red guy with like a little gold like thing on his head and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, those ones hiked up in price, you know, it was like $80 a piece on that. But now you're telling me that I can have my shit graded for $30. And everything that I do from there, you know, you're just grading it off of whatever the scale is versus some of those other big accounts of things that happened, which should increase the grade on some of that stuff.
Here's the thing, which I look at it like this, like,
yeah,
grading has been big for quite a while. We just got out of a really big grading period for sealed video games, like retro video games and stuff. Right. People were throwing around crazy amounts of money for sealed video games. And the market for that dropped out of it within like a couple of years.
Right.
Like people were getting things graded left and right, spending tons of money on this stuff, artificially inflating like what things were actually worth and stuff. Yeah. Which I want grading, like I'm gonna use Super Mario Brothers 3. So there's different runs of Super Mario Brothers 3. There's ones where like there's like a hang tab and stuff. One where like the bros is on the left instead of the right. So there's like different variations of that. With manga, we don't have that many different variations. Like all manga is essentially the same unless you have like certain print runs. Like I'm going to throw this out there. Like when One Piece was originally coming out, do you remember the gold foiling that they would use for like on the font and stuff on the front of the covers, they don't do that anymore. So that's a different variation. And it's also a first printing. That's one way to distinguish your first printings and stuff. But with most manga, they don't really do that. Are we going to start grading like, you know, or being, oh, this one has the old Viz Media symbol, so this one must be rarer than like I don't know the newer Viz Media symbol, you know?
See, and I agree with that too. I mean, how do you differentiate that? Because like Mar, I have Mar, and the Viz Media symbol got changed 4 different times on the volumes that I have.
Yeah, or I'm gonna say,
some of them they went back. So it'll be like, I get a consecutive thing and then I hit like volume 12 and it changed.
Yeah.
And then it changed from that. And then volume 13, it changed back to the old one. And then 14, it's a completely different one, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, how do you look at those printings as well like that?
True. How do you look at those printings? And the only real difference like in printing is like, it says like first or second printing, and like I think like the year or day it was printed, I think it was. Yeah. And like, we got to look at like how much manga was printed in that run. How are we going to find that out? You know, right. You know, how many are available. And, one thing that I lost my train of thought for a minute there. I was going to say this. So like, I have like a bunch of like, or I had a bunch of JoJo comics. And I had so many like misprints and stuff in my JoJo comics. like things not being cut properly, you know, dyes getting messed up on the pages. Are they going to be flipping through the books to check if like defects in the pages and stuff? Or are they just going to look at it with the face value? Does it have any bending, the spine is just breaking, you know, is the cover actually staying on of the book? How in depth are they going to actually go within this grading process, which they don't actually really tell us? And which makes me wonder, like, why are we doing this? Because I'm just going to state my personal opinion, honestly, at this moment. And I've said this before.
Mike's personal opinion.
My personal opinion. I'm going to get on my soapbox right now. I don't think manga has had the time to basically integrate itself fully into society. When I say society, I mean like America. Like we are just now getting into the heyday of manga, I want to say. You know, manga becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, aside from like, you know, like the 90s. Like comics have fully integrated themselves and gone through a bubble burst and stuff. And there are reasons why we have comics that are worth tens of thousands of dollars up to $1 million at some points, you know, because like comics were at one point not thought of as being collectibles and they were just tossed away. You know, until we get to like the 90s, where everybody thought they were going to put their kids through college on first edition of Youngbloods or Spawn or Savage Dragon, you know? There are comics out there that are worth a lot that are newer, but that's because of like other things like animated series. I'm going to throw this out there right now. Invincible. There are probably key issues of Invincible that go for quite a bit of money nowadays. You know, The Walking Dead, you know, stuff like that. I'm going to throw one out there right now. I want to have an Usagi Yojimbo number one. But at the moment, I'm being priced out of ever owning an Usagi Yojimbo number one. Because they're worth like $500 to $700 at some points. Now you can get them. They come up on the market fairly frequently ish, but like they're always going to be worth a lot of money because there was like a low print run of those. Now where this very much for me is disconcerting is that everybody now is going to think their manga is worth a lot of money.
You mean they don't already?
Huh? What?
You mean some people don't already think that?
I mean some people do, okay? Some people do. We're not going to point any elbows, but some people do. You know, buying a manga for $6 and selling it for $500 or whatever it was, you know?
Right.
But, like, there are ones out there, you know, like, I regret getting rid of it, but Triage X goes for quite a bit on the secondhand market now because it kind of has a low-ish print run. You know, they're not as popular as Viz, so they can't print as much as Viz, you know? And,
I have almost all that.
You have almost all that? Well, there are key issues in there that apparently are worth like $600 or like $250. I can't remember what they are.
Damn.
Yeah, so like, I lost my train of thought. Go. I'll pick it up.
Well, and I want to include this because you made me think of an important question as well at this current moment. So what do we do with like the multiple different printing runs of things? You know, you grade Succession on certain comics and manga, you know, and we played the little fucking manga game, you know. Yeah, depending on how many copies you sold, like, was your, you know, like, claim to fame. And some of this grading stuff, it's going to be more valuable if it did have a low printing run. Mm-hmm. So another book that you and I both read, and you have the big one of it, and I have the small one of it, but mine's in a box set. What if people buy it individually? Does it make it more expensive to do that and have piecemeal it individually to have the box mm-hmm. set or to have the huge version of it? And I'm talking about Pokemon.
Okay, because I was wondering what we were talking about for a minute.
You know, like so how would grading on that work? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because yeah, as far as like all this grading stuff goes, that I understand it, uh-huh. that if I sent all six of my volumes of Pokemon Volume 1 or Box Set 1 or whatever, you know, up to Pokemon Yellow, and I send all those in, you know, I'm paying $30 a book, doing all this or whatever. But the real thing out of all that I feel like is if I have the box with it, does that not make it more expensive? And if I slab it and stuff, then the box almost becomes obsolete.
The box does become obsolete, I would say.
With what I have makes it more valuable.
True. You're not wrong. Because people love their box sets, you know?
Right.
Which makes me wonder, can we start slabbing box sets?
Oh, dude, can you imagine these cases that they'd have to come up with?
Oh, God. Predicting it now, 2025, we are slabbing box sets right now. I'm going to predict it right now.
Slabbing it in fish tanks?
Yeah. I'm going to predict it right now. That's what we're going to do, you know. No, I wonder that because, you know, there's no real... Because all of our stuff... You know, we don't have, like, the manga price guides like we had with, like, comic books and stuff, you know?
Right.
But we do have a big secondhand market and stuff for selling manga. And, yeah, you know, it does go off of a little bit, like, the quality of whatever manga you're selling. It's good quality and stuff, you know? I don't really care about this, but, yeah, yellowing pages, whatever. Like, paper's going to do that, you know?
Right.
And stuff. And which, you know, quality is a thing, you know. People hate their library copies or whatever, you know.
I'm one of those people.
I'm very curious how the manga collecting community is going to police itself and how we're going to value things.
Well, let me throw this out too, because I haven't done it in a while. Uh-huh. But it really makes me think, like, if I ever strike it gold, how much are manga volumes that I've sent out and I have a stamp on it that was gifted by Jen Graves on it? How much, you know, does the value of that go up? Because, I mean, I feel like that's almost like a signature.
No, I would say that would honestly go down, you know, because you're not, I hate to say it, you're not.
But what if I become famous?
You're not a Oda, you know. But one thing I do like that they are offering is authenticating signatures, because I know people do like to get things signed. I don't really see a lot of things signed when it comes to like manga, but that's cool. One thing that really, really rubs me the wrong way is them saying that.
So I've seen manga signed. Uh-huh. But it will be somebody took a volume, like the volume one of something, to have the voice actor sign it.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be a big of a deal. I think it's more like the artists or the mangaka, you know, the creator of the said series. Kind of like Stan Lee, you know, or Jack Kirby, you know, or Steve Ditko. If Steve Ditko signed Spider-Man, it's going to be a little bit worth more. Especially if you can authenticate it, you know?
Right.
Even though some people say that's defacing the comics or whatever, you know? You know, but right. Hey, it is what it is. But where I have a problem with this, these Beckett people, the grading company, is they said that they will authenticate their the manga to make sure it's real. It's not hard to figure out if a manga is real or fake. It really isn't. A lot of the stuff that's coming out of like Malaysia and stuff like that is very, very easy to tell whether or not it's fake or not. Easy to tell. Like, anybody can fucking tell. Like, even if you're like a new person, like, oh, I don't know about that, you know. Even though I still run into people who buy bootlegs and they're like, oh, I got this manga. And I was like, oh, it's our anime. Oh, it's a bootleg. You know, it's not the real thing. You know, people still run into those. Right. I've never ran into somebody who's like, hey guys, I got this manga. Oh, it's not real. What do you mean it's not right. real?
See, and the only thing like that I've ever known is if it was a series ended over here abruptly. But the rest of it was done. So then you have somebody that has basically like forged to finish it so you could read it over here.
Yeah, like the self-publishing.
Yes. Yeah. Illegal. And then also having like that stuff and then having it self-published afterwards, to actually have it in a manga format.
I get you, because there's people have done that and who've wanted to self-publish series to finish them because they've ended over here, you know. Yeah. Which really begs the question, are we gonna get people trying to send in fake manga that look legitimate? Because people did that for the video game stuff. Like they were sending in fakes and they were getting graded and said they were real.
Do you know who did that though?
The grading company?
Yeah.
It was WADA. It was a grading company called WADA. They've been in hot water for the past couple of years about grading and stuff and artificially inflating like the market and stuff.
Right.
Which makes me wonder if like Beckett is trying to do the same thing and like artificially inflate the manga market. Because I mean, let's be honest, like manga, the collecting market has gone through ebbs and flows over the past couple of years. Things have been really easy to get to really hard to get, you know, with everybody getting into manga and stuff, supply chain issues, production issues, stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see how exactly, if this will affect the price of manga. Where I have a problem with this is that they're grading at the moment. The first thing that they graded was a first edition Demon Slayer Volume 1. Did you see that?
I have not.
Yeah, so that was the first thing that got graded, according to them, was Demon Slayer number 1. And they also, which I think was like an 8-point something, like it wasn't even like a full 10.
Yeah.
But they also did a contest to where you could get Naruto Volume 1, and I think it was signed, and it was like a 7. Which really begs the question, are we going to get any 10s when it comes to manga grading? Because let's be honest, when we go to a bookstore or something like that, a lot of those manga have been touched multiple times, put away, so, you know?
I would say yes, you can get a grading. Of
a 10?
For a 10.
Yeah.
If one, you either get it directly sent from publisher to you, get sent printing, they send it directly to you, or if you jump through bells or hoops and all that to talk to basically the company, the publisher, to send your volume of manga you just bought directly to Beckett. Because even then, unless it has some kind of snare or snag or ink blot or whatever, something out of place, it could be graded a 10. But will you ever be able to read it? No, you will not.
Well, I mean, if it has a misprint or something like that, that would be considered a flaw, I would think.
Right. But then they'd have to go through it all the way to know that.
True. And we don't know if they're going to be doing that.
Right.
Now,
I see, really, but I, like I said, I really don't think anything will be graded a 10 because who's going to go through bells and whistles like that for a manga?
True. True. And like, there's only certain series that go for like a lot of money in the manga community. So like, they're hard to get series for a reason, you know?
Right.
Which makes me wonder how this is going to affect the manga collecting. Are we all going to start sending in our Naruto volume ones to get them graded? You know, like what are we going to do here? You know, like,
I mean, but what are they going to think on price wise?
True.
If you have Naruto and I have Naruto.
Yeah.
And I get mine graded. How much more can I really throw on top of that price wise for you to buy it?
I would rather have, especially if
you're looking at reading it.
I would rather have an ungraded regular $9 volume of Naruto.
Right.
Than having something graded, you know. Now I'm not saying like grading's not a terrible thing. Like grading comics can be an investment. Like, and they can be a good investment sometimes. If you want to be one of those collectors. Me personally, like, I don't want to be one of those collectors. Like, I only wanted the one book. No, I wanted two. So I wanted Uncanny X-Men, like, I think it was 25. I actually have the volume or the book. Yeah, it's Uncanny X-Men 25. Or no, it's X-Men 25. Which I own a copy of that. But I was curious after the grading. When we started hearing about this grading stuff, I was like, huh, that manga came out, or that comic came out, and there were a lot of printings of it. And mine's in pretty good condition. And yeah. I was like, I kind of want to own like a slab version of it, because I just think it'd be cool to own it, because it's one of my favorite comics. That's the comic where Wolverine gets his adamantium ripped out by Magneto.
Right.
And I was like, how much is this actually worth? And for a manga that was, for a comic that was printed, there was a lot of it. It was worth over a couple hundred dollars, is what high grades were going for. And I was like, damn, shit, like that's crazy. That's insane to think about.
Right.
And then I was like, okay.
But if you're just getting it as something that you want, why would it matter on the grade? I mean, you could send in a decent one.
Yeah.
And it'd still be a 5 point something, you know?
Yeah, like I wanted it to like hang
and
up.
And if that's all that you want, then, you know, why does it really matter? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people that would be doing this are going to go, okay, I've had this. If I send it in, can I get this much for it? You know, like.
Yeah, can I get this much for it? You know? Yeah, I'm really starting to wonder if this is going to go the way of the Beanie Babies almost, and like I'm going to, or 90s comics, and we're going to put our kids through college on manga is how I feel like it's probably going to go. If this takes off,
I feel like it's just going to crash and burn.
I kind of feel that way too. I'd really like to
say something more to it, because now, is it a decent idea? Yes, it is.
It's not bad.
But does it? Do I think doing the grading process for manga actually adds any value to it?
No, not really.
Necessarily. I mean, unless there's like a more strenuous thing, I don't see anything else coming out of it.
Like, looking at comments that were left on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or X, as it's called now. Everybody was like, some people were like, oh, yeah, this is cool. This sounds like a cool thing. Yeah, I'm going to get some manga graded. A lot of people were like, this is the fucking stupidest thing ever. Why would you do this? This is insane. And I feel like this is a way for the company to not necessarily make a quick buck. because they're going to be getting $30 a book to grade. That can add up to a big chunk of money if people actually send it out, you know?
Right.
But I think they made a really bad move, and they actually graded things that were super popular. So, like,
I agree. I think so too.
Like, why wouldn't they grade things that weren't popular or like something that's really hard to get?
Right.
Because, like I said before, a first edition printing of Demon Slayer is the same as the sixth edition of Demon Slayer printed, you know? They're the exact same thing. The only thing that distinguishes it is that first printing.
Going through part of that, and I'm going to go back to Pokemon because you and I both know some things that are in that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about
the translations?
You know, well, I mean, just the printings of it. What about the printings of that? And when it comes out, because like you and I have different words that are in ours, so the translations are different
paper quality.
If ours were exactly the same and the translations, does that count for anything?
True.
And not only that, but Viz has also taken liberties, what do we talk about, 3 different times at least, where they have cut different parts out of it because they thought it was like too graphic.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like a very first printing run and everything else where we had like green, or I guess in Japan it would have been blue. The part with the Pokeballs. Yeah, her top gets cut off and we find out she's not busty. She has just Pokeballs in her shirt.
She stuffs her bra.
Yeah. Now, that's not in the versions that we have.
No.
But, you know, so do they for have that knowledge, though? And if we do send anything in that was going to be like that, those little details also mean a lot.
Or are we going to get different versions graded, you know, that are Japanese, French, you know,
this is true too.
You know, Spanish, you know, like there's different versions out there that are translated and whatnot, you know? Do those play a factor? Or are we just doing American manga?
Right.
I feel like these are questions that need to be answered, to be honest. Like,
and if everything is just gonna be $30, does it really change anything?
True. And I feel like the company is kind of playing it safe to an extent, limiting themselves on what they actually grade size-wise.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you get into other ones, like there's different sizes of Inuyasha, different sizes of Pokemon, stuff like that, you know? And you know, even like, what if I want to get like a deluxe edition of Helsing graded? Oh, I can't do that,
right?
You know,
but Jin can because he's got the original size of it, you know,
which is funny because they actually just started reprinting that size,
right?
When I'm like, oh my god, you know, like, does that devalue what we've already got, you know?
Right.
It makes me really think about it. Personally, I don't like manga grading. I think it's really, really stupid and a waste of money.
Right.
Seeing as how people collect manga and how a lot of people want it pristine and whatnot, and some people bag their manga on the shelves. We're going to start boarding and bagging our manga like we do our comics.
I'm just going to tell you that is a horrible idea.
It's a horrible idea.
Yeah, because I used to bag my manga airtight, sealed, tape it all the way down, everything. And there's some where I did that. And well, then, you know, I either came off of a buying hiatus or something like that. And then I buy stuff again. And I'm like, okay, well, now like volume up to volume 13 is bagged, sealed, everything good. But volume 14 to 20, I didn't do any of that to it.
Yeah.
And if I'm like, oh yeah, let me read this, you know.
Like,
and I want to go back and read it. Now I can't, you know.
I'm really interested about the key issue thing that you talked about personally. I don't really see that happening with manga, to say the least, because we don't have like those big events in manga really at all, you know, unless we're going to be like, oh man, this is the issue where Goku died or Yamcha died, you know, or I don't know.
Well, and see, we do have that and we don't.
We do, and we
but
don't,
you yeah. mostly you mostly see that on secondhand market when you're trying to rebuy stuff because, oh, I can get like a volume 14 of Ultimate Muscle for 20, and I can get a volume 17 for 20, but then why is volume 18 and volume 14 like $80, $100?
Yeah, I wonder if that might have been like the print run,
new appearances and stuff.
Have we established that that's actually a thing?
Yeah, because those are the ones that I had to buy.
So what? I mean, I
but I only know that because after you cut out the ones that I got from when we had Right Stuff,
yeah,
and the ones I had to buy secondhand market that were cheap, and then like the last three that I had to spend $60, $80, and $85 on, like going in and seeing like what was like going on, let you kind of know like, hey, it's an appearance of this big enemy or something like that, you know. And that's what the value of that stuff is.
I feel like we can kind of start wrapping up this podcast. I've already given my thoughts on it. What are your final thoughts on the whole grading manga thing? I know you said you kind of wanted to do it at one point.
I mean, it would be cool to do that, everything, but, you know, like you basically seal something away to never be able to be read again. And if like that's what gets your dick hard, just having like your graded manga that's like, oh yeah, this is an 8 without really knowing like the story or like what's in the slab, I don't really think that it's needed.
I have a feeling this is
go ahead. I mean, you know, and not only that, but the other sad thing is there are manga that I've gotten directly from the distributor or whatever. How many hands it's touched, you know, could be low. It could be in pristine condition. But if we're trying to really like go off of this manga grading thing to a T, every page has to be analyzed, everything else. And there's some of them where I know some of the pages that ran through the machine were some of the last pages that ran through a machine before the ink was changed.
The ink was changed. I've heard of manga getting printed upside down recently,
I mean, I have 5 volumes, 3 of Get Backers where it's one that's changed, one where it took the pages and it lined it throughout the book. I have 2 of those ones. And one where it took a chapter and it turned it around backwards. I have one that's a Hide and Closer volume that is upside down and backwards. I have one where it's a couple pages that a friend sent me, which is the gambling one. The girl with the black hair and they wear the red uniforms or whatever.
The Kakaguri?
Yeah, Kakagurui.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a few other ones that are like that. You know, it's funny because, like I said, we just did Hide and Closer, and, you know, knowing that that was backwards, I had one that was just a backwards chapter. So I've had some of those, you know, 5 to 7 that I know are that way. But the other thing is just that. Is that going to add to the value at all? You know, I think it's going to devalue it. I really don't. But the other thing is, I've also had volumes of Viz manga where there's big ink spots, you know.
Yeah.
And takes up a bunch of stuff just where the machine dripped. I'm never going to get a 10 on that. If somebody really looks at it, I'm never going to get a 10. I'd have to buy two volumes. Or like, I have some other ones that are Golden Kamuy. And like I said, this is the one where the printer, I know I have like a chapter. It's one of the last ones that ran through the machine because it is so light that unless you're really squinting, you can't see what's going on. Like they look like white pages unless you're really looking at it.
I mean, let's be honest.
And those ones, if they ever got graded, they're not going to cover very much.
Like,
you know, like,
even
to be honest on those.
Even like with like the quality of the materials that like a lot of the manga companies use, I mean, they're not necessarily always the best.
Right.
You know, like there's like, what was the one? I think it was Captain Harlock. The paper was so thin that you could see through to like the other side, and like it was like hard to read and stuff, you know. Even like different versions of different, like a lot of like the 3-in-1 omnibuses are the paper quality is lower, you know, and stuff like that, you know. So it'll be interesting to see.
But is that going to be a factor?
I don't know. I mean, see, obviously yellowing is a factor in the manga collecting community.
It is, but like I'm saying on the grading stuff, like what docks you points and what doesn't?
Yeah.
Because as far as we know from what we've seen on what the examples they've given us and things like that, like if you go to Barnes & Noble and take and send in a manga or something, there's a good chance that you're going to be an eight to a 10
maybe
point
maybe.
Something grade.
Maybe.
I mean, just from what we've seen, because you also got to think, where did they get their manga that they've already shown us the grading of?
Where did they get it? Did it come from their personal collection, you know? Or they just go and buy
it? And if everything that they're showing us right now, you know, is, hey, this is an 8, this is this, and da-da-da, and it's actually the good pictures that we can kind of see shit on, I don't have much faith that this manga grading is on par with, like, CGC's comic grading.
From what I've heard, Beckett actually grades on a harder scale than CGC. That's what I've heard. But I really think that
and I don't know that either because of the one low price that you can buy it. You can have your stuff graded at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's just like what you said earlier. It's something that's not going to be around for very, very much, you know, or whatever. And they're just kind of seeing a cheap, fast way to make some money because somebody's going to go, oh, yeah, I can get that my comic graded. Yeah. That's going to be cool, you know?
I mean, hell, they're grading VHS tapes.
Right.
So that tells you something right there.
Right. So I don't know how extensive their grading system is. I just don't see it personally being that much, especially because I've never really heard of anything that Beckett's ever graded except for some baseball cards.
Okay. See, I've never heard of Beckett. This is the first time I've heard of Beckett.
I've only seen the symbol on some baseball cards.
Okay. Well, I really think, and I will give it like a year or something, I really think that grading manga is going to be an uphill battle. And people are going to be upset with the grades that they get and how much their supposed manga is actually going to be worth.
Right.
Because, I mean, the manga pricing changes all the time.
Right,
and it'll be interesting to see, like, if I go ahead and grade like a Spy X Family Volume 1, will that be expensive? You know, that's kind of hot right now. It's one of the hot commodities when it comes to anime and manga.
Right.
So, you know, you never know. I mean, personally, I don't really have any hopes for this manga grading thing. I'm interested to see how it does and if it, you know, does really well or it's trash and blown up and in the flames and dies. Who knows? I have a feeling this could possibly be a fad. You know,
right? See, and there's only, I'm only going to throw one other thing in the ring that I know.
Okay.
Because, you know, I do have family that do CGC grading and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, how some of that grading skill works even more. But, like, even, like, D&D publication books, like, yeah. Some of those, like, you'll look at them and the art will be the same on the cover, but it will be laid out different. Some of the lettering's bigger, some of it's something else. And those are different printing / publications of even mm-hmm. D&D books. And yeah. Those don't really change much. They don't change in value. They don't do anything. So I really don't think... I really don't think manga's going to do anything else like that.
I do know that some Dungeons & Dragons stuff does fetch a high price. But it's like the original Dungeons & Dragons stuff.
Yeah, first edition stuff. Yeah,
first edition stuff, yeah. I do know that. I do know that the stuff fetches a high price. I don't see first edition manga getting a real high price value. I gotta be honest, I don't.
Right.
You know, it's not like the Ninja Turtles where they made like 7,000 copies of number one.
Right.
You know, that which is a pretty low print run. I don't think Naruto Volume 1 is going to have a really low print run for a first printing, to be honest.
Right. But yeah, the only other thing like that we've talked about that I see that would be a good recommendation for having something slabbed and graded is if it's got a signature.
And you can authenticate that signature too.
Right. And the percentage of that happening with a lot of things, I don't think is going to happen.
Yeah. I say if it's hard to find, go ahead, grade it. But I mean, then we'll have like, you know, obviously manga people want to read their stuff. So are they going to be buying a graded copy and an ungraded copy? Who knows?
If what we're talking about buying old stuff, I mean, you know, some of those Ultimate Muscle, you know, could cost somebody $200 to buy.
Yeah.
You know, both of those. So you're going to buy $200 to read it. And then how do you know, like, oh yeah, I'm going to send them the more crap. You know, I'm going to send them the better looking one.
Yeah.
If you can already make that differentiation, I really don't think that there's much that you should.
I'm gonna laugh if there's like, oh man, I got all this manga and it's all slabbed and I can't read any of it, you know?
Right.
I mean, I guess that's why we have other printings of it. I don't know. I don't really understand this at all. That's why
people buy manga and then they bootleg it. Or they read it.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I'm reading this one, guys, okay? Where are you reading it? I'm reading it online.
Yeah, you know?
Illegally.
I'm using that Viz Media app.
Oh my gosh. That's true, I guess.
But yeah, I mean, I have nothing more to say about this. I'm just going to be an onlooker watching this happen. This was an interesting conversation, to say the least. And it's been interesting to watch people talk about this, like manga collectors talk about this. It's and like how like divisive they are. It's crazy. I feel like because I feel like a lot of us woke up and we're like, wait, what? We're grading manga now? Because I feel like this came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, I was like, what the fuck?
I agree. I feel the exact same way about that.
But yeah. Anyways, guys.
And doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense.
No, I don't feel like it makes a lot of sense either. But anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Stay tuned for next week. We got a good episode for you guys next week. Remember, share the podcast, rate and review the podcast, leave us feedback.
We got good episodes for them every week.
We got good episodes for you every week. But thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Right.
See you next Tuesday.